At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, friends.
What's up, Jack?
What's up?
We just housed a bunch of snacks from the gas station.
Honestly, if you saw our coffee table right now, we look like a bunch of raccoons, like tore through a bunch of bags.
You want me to go through what's on there?
Yeah. It looks like a high school boy's bedroom.
But this is why you don't miss lunch. It was like 2 o'clock and we were I had a very light breakfast.
Yeah.
So I was like, hunger.
Ravenous.
Yeah. What's on there, Jared?
We have extra cheesy Cheez-Its, which I plowed
Gross.
Through.
Damn.
There's a extra toasty Cheez-Its. There is
also disliked
Cool Ranch Doritos and a can of Fritos bean dip.
That was the best.
It was pretty
that,
was
that hit. That hit.
That yeah. was the best part of it.
There are ranch flavored corn nuts.
So good.
There is a salted caramel Twix bar,
which is
so weird.
So good.
It's tasty.
A teal wrapper.
Why is that weird?
It's off-putting.
Did you like it?
Putting salt on anything chocolatey is delicious.
It was excessive, but
I thought it was delicious.
No, it was just
I only had
salt.
A little diglet of it.
No.
A diglet.
Can we make diglet?
Yeah.
An adjective?
Yeah. A little diglet.
I mean, that's not an adjective. That would be an noun.
It's a Pokemon.
It would be an noun.
Is what it is.
A little tiny diglet of something? That's not a description?
It's like a little, maybe I guess it isn't a bite. A verb?
There's also a
diglet.
A little morsel. It's a noun.
Okay.
There's also a blue Gatorade.
That was mine.
Yeah.
So. I'm on my period. I feel like shit. So.
So that's where we're at, everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently all three of us are pregnant.
Yeah. Or sad, whatever.
I don't know why you talked so much shit on that salted Twix. It was delicious.
I just thought it was a little bit offensive and intrusive.
By how?
I just like the Twix, this
you like
is,
it how it is.
But listen, I just ate Flavor Blasted Cheez-Its and I loved it. So.
I know. Well, that should be somebody's on the stand. Should Anyways. I get into... it's Thursday, July 20th.
Whoa.
In 2 days, we will be in Chicago for our meetup.
Yes.
So if you're not on our Facebook group, get on there for all the details.
Instagram will also
Instagram,
post.
Patreon
will post. And we'll post on the podcast. So if you have a little notepad with you when you listen to the podcast, that's fine. You can write the details down, but yeah. I do think digitally would be the best way.
Digitally. Check us out on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, the www interwebs.
And then, of course, we can't start the episode without mentioning Patreon. We have so much bonus content for you over there. One bonus episode every single week, full true crime storytelling
every
sprinkled
week.
In with some chatter, with some banter, with some opinion.
It's honestly really good stuff.
Let me tell you, you're going to be blown away by this content.
We recorded one yesterday for this week that I'm just like, whoa.
I know. The
stories I can't believe
are crazy.
I've never heard of this case.
No, yeah. That's the thing is like, I feel like a lot of Patreon like setups are just kind of like, oh, support us.
Bonus content.
And
it's
real...
like 15 minutes of people just like jabbering about.
Yeah, no, this
no,
is a
we're talking like 40 minutes substantial episode.
Yeah.
Like every week. So
yeah.
it's pretty wild.
We're really proud of it. Yeah. It's a lot of work, but we do it for...
Don't
those who like us
it.
And want to join us
yeah.
there. And for those of you who are out of content and need something to binge, we've got over 50 episodes. We probably got closer to 70 now. I say 50 to be
no, definitely
conservative.
But there's a lot. We've been doing it for a while now. So
that's right.
There's a lot.
Almost a year and a half.
Join us.
Join us over there. Should we get into the day today?
Yes, please.
There's a lot of days. I mean, it's funny because I used to just pick one. There's 11 different things to talk about.
We need
about
to hear
today.
Them all.
Okay. So in 1947, July 20th, the National Security Act was signed into law in the United States, establishing the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, restructuring the military and intelligence agencies. So the CIA was born today in 1947.
I am into that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, I just don't know who their boss is.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is interesting. It's like
it's very spooky.
It's like the CIA almost has more power than our, you know, presidential branches.
Oh, absolutely. And they're not even allowed to be a part of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I do think that's fascinating. And I wonder about the governance of the CIA often.
Well, it's, you know, it's all the Illuminati's up there as well.
Yeah.
I demand to speak to who's in charge.
You need to speak to their manager.
Yep. I want to speak to their trained dolphins and sea lions. That's who I want to speak to.
Or the cats or the pigeons. Mm-hmm. In 1965, Bob Dylan released his album, Like a Rolling Stone. Not a dark day, but an influential day.
Wow.
In 1969, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to set foot on the moon. And obviously, we've talked about this in A Killing
Time
before.
Allegedly. Hold on, allegedly.
Allegedly stepped foot on the moon, if you're a conspiracy
theorist. Buzz Aldrin just got married.
He did? Yeah.
This week to... He's like in it. He's like 90. And
I love him.
I think he's like 115.
No, he's like 90 something. And his wife is like 65. She's a doctor. They've been together for 5 years.
Oh my God.
They just got married like last week. Cute, right?
I love him. I think he's so cute.
Swag. Have you ever seen his outfits?
No.
Oh my God. Really?
His wife is probably dressing him. I mean, she's gorgeous.
He's always decked. No. He's always decked out in like.
But behind every great man
stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's the wife decking him out in space stuff.
If it's space stuff or like
it's like
truly
if I woke
fashion.
Up and Jack was like, you get to choose your own outfit today. I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to have Jupiter on my tie.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
then
that's what he's doing. But I love it.
So he's decked out in nerd shit.
Yeah. I love listening to him talk. He's just very fascinating to me. And especially when he talks about seeing some UFOs.
What a guy. Yeah. I mean, he's been up on the moon.
What a guy.
He punched a guy.
What?
He punched a guy in the face.
Who again?
The guy was like, moon landing was a hoax. And he just.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, okay.
Bam, right in the mouth.
Right in the
kisser. I would.
Yeah.
You know how hard it was? Like how archaic space travel was back then and how
probably
bad he felt all the way up there.
Yeah. He flew like a floppy disk drive
to
the moon.
Like, and he probably felt like garbage for like 2 years after it, too.
Yeah. I can't believe that even happened.
It's amazing.
Back in the day.
Anyways.
In 1969, the Tate-LaBianca murders happened.
Oh, God. Mm. How awful.
Yeah. Well, God. It was the late night of the 20th into the 21st. You know, we all know Charles Manson, that crazy. What fact did my mom talk about Charles Manson last night? What actress was it?
She had a good one. It was Angela Lansbury. Murder, She Wrote. I don't know if her
daughter
was like they
the
had some
girl?
Some kid was over and hanging out and he was like mooching off their daughter. And the mom was like, I don't like this guy. And like they moved away or whatever, but it turns out it was Charles Manson.
Yeah, so Charles Manson was like staying at their house, mooching, kind of being a little stalkerish, and Angela Lansbury was like, this guy fucking sucks.
Hard pass.
So much so that they moved away. Like, if they would have stayed in LA, like, she could have been
a
victim.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wild.
So crazy.
Good looking out, Angela.
That's what they call, there's this new trend on TikTok called a canon event. Have you ever heard of this?
Is it sort of like
butterfly effect?
It's like an event that had to happen. It's like fate, I guess. It's sort of like the butterfly effect.
It's like Seth MacFarlane missing the flight.
Exactly, the 9/11 flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, that's like a canon event, right? Like where it's like they moved away and whatever.
Matt talks about that a lot. He'll get a weird feeling and he'll be like, I shouldn't do this. And then afterwards, it's super cute. His mom is dead and he's like, I think sometimes
she tells me not.
He just gets a weird feeling and is like, and he
really?
Can't put his finger on it. Yeah.
It's like an intuition kind of a thing.
I don't know if it's real or not. It's real to him.
Yeah.
And it feels real. I'm like, great. If you think we're going to get in a car accident right now, get off on this exit.
Yeah.
You know what's something that's like so not real? Well, it's kind of related to that, but like in a really stupid way is I saw a podcast clip of these two women talking. They're like, you know, like woman's intuition.
Yeah.
It's like, never once have you heard of a man's intuition because they don't have it.
Matt even credits his mom for these moments. So he's like, thanks, mom.
That wouldn't just happen naturally. It had to be your dead mom giving you signals from
Absolutely.
The grave.
And I would have really liked to meet her, Matt. I'm sorry she's not here because Matt listens. So
well,
we wish Crystal was here today, but we're glad that she's protecting you.
Yes.
I wish I had some intuition.
You don't.
You don't, and you'll never have it.
You'll just have whatever I intuitively
think. If I die before you, I'll haunt you and tell you what to do.
You won't.
But you'll know it's me. It won't be a big
deal. I will.
Deal.
I'll be like, oh,
Alexis. But you'll know. I have another Aperol Spritz in front of me.
You'll know if you ever have one of those moments. He told us a story outside where he was naked in an airplane bathroom. I'll be there. So just know
lovely,
that.
Moving
yeah.
over,
yeah,
looking
yeah.
at your naked
just
body.
To maybe
I'll give
a little
you,
more
I'll
stressed.
Waft you. I'll okay. give you a fanning.
Yeah, that's nice.
My ghost arms.
I love that.
I like you better alive.
Thank you.
So.
I'll try to stick around.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, 1969, we landed on the moon. But in 7 years later, in 1976, on July 20th, the same day, the Viking 1 lander and unmanned spacecraft successfully touched down on Mars. So
that's
to the
wild.
Day, 7 years later, we went from the moon, with men, obviously, to the Mars.
To the Mars. With men, we went to the Mars. I like that sentence. We'll leave that in.
I think planetary travel is so interesting.
It is fucking terrifying.
I would never do it.
So scary.
Well, even though Earth is pretty terrifying on its own, but
it's also terrifying.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least
the devil, you know.
At least Earth isn't like actively trying to kill you every like 5 seconds. Mm,
see, it kind of is.
Well, the piece of people.
People.
But, you know, if you take those out, it's a nice place.
It is a nice place.
One thing I was going to say was, if you go back, you know, you're saying, was it 69 was the moon landing and then 7 years later was Mars?
Yeah.
It's crazy that I think we've talked about this before, but only like 60 years prior to this, people got off the ground and flew for the first time.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
You know?
Oh,
there
Wright
we go. Wright Bros. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know the state? I mean, the city.
I think everyone knows that.
No, yeah, just you out of the three of us.
Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Interesting.
But, you know,
that's on their, it's like, it's on their license plate.
Oh, really?
Who's?
Mm-hmm. North Carolina's. The like first in flight is like their little.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Must not be much else going on there.
Yeah,
not a whole lot.
I mean, that's a huge feat, but like,
I'm just
also
kidding.
Insane.
That's impressive.
I don't know if anything.
I mean,
happened.
It's like you're clinging to like when you peaked in high school and you like beat the track record for your high school.
Nothing
and
has happened since then.
And you keep talking about it through your adulthood. Like I was the track record breaker, and
I flew. They're like, yeah. We'll put it on a license.
Yeah, we'll put it on a license plate. No problem.
Don't worry, nothing else will happen in North Carolina.
But if you do zoom out far enough on the timeline of people,
yeah, that's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. It's like nothing, and then flying for the first time, and then right after that, moon, and then Mars,
and then nothing really after that.
Because the understanding of physics, once you can fly, and the understanding of the atmosphere, like I'm sure it was rapid. You know, it was like sort of like a scientific renaissance.
Yeah.
Well,
to your point, you're saying nothing ever happened after that. But if you look at the design of like modern airplanes, they're not really different than what they first were.
Well,
is because when you nail something, you just kind of stick with
it.
Well,
yeah, you don't want to mess with it. But to be honest, transportation hasn't changed much, which I think is so interesting. Like in the last, 60 years?
Yeah.
Like
electric stuff coming.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but and that gets got
but
killed
anyways. But you're talking about the rate at which you travel or the way
is, in which we travel is the same. We're still on planes. We're still driving cars. The cars are just a little bit smaller. Like, it is crazy how transportation hasn't really evolved that much.
Because the infrastructure all in parallel was developed along with these methods.
Right.
And it's like to create new infrastructure, new laws. Like, imagine if they gave everyone like their own little airplanes.
Oh.
Like, holy shit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, back in the day when my parents would watch those videos about like what the future would be, and it's like all
the
flying
Jetsons
cars
and
stuff like that. But they really thought that they would have flying
cars.
It's
kind of like after you meet
something
enough.
Something like that will happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Transportation really
I really do think.
Will, but it'll have to be automated because you meet enough people, you're like, you sure you want to put all these people
in like
aerial?
No, it'll be
like
you get on a roller coaster track. It might be like it'd be like you hop in line and it's controlled speed and it's like you have no control and then your vehicle comes off.
If they had that, it would be amazing because it could get rid of traffic.
Well, and then you could also sleep.
Yeah.
And then once you hop off, then you gotta.
Yeah.
I wish I could have slept on my way over here today.
Me too.
Wouldn't that be so nice?
I was literally sitting there like.
Well, you can sleep. I'm driving.
Yeah.
I think it's
kind of
like,
rude.
She's like, oh, I wish I could have slept.
No, I think I don't like falling asleep when somebody's driving. I think it's rude.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
This is partnership, friends.
I don't know. Okay, so 1976, the Son of Sam murders happened, which I also think is crazy, just like on the same day
horrible.
As the LaBianca Tate murders.
Totally.
In 1992, a man named Robert Alton Harris became the first person executed in California's gas chamber in over 25 years. And this event was also the first execution to be broadcast on live television, which I thought is crazy. Why would they broadcast that?
Is that true?
Like a massively public
I didn't even think that was true. I thought the only live broadcast of an execution was a closed circuit of the Oklahoma City bombers.
Oh,
for
really?
The victims. Yeah, but I think a gas chamber is so fucking barbaric as it is. Like, I think I have a lot of problems with this.
Oh, a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look into this, so I don't know the details of it. Yeah. But I'm like, that was very
barbaric.
Bizarre. 2001, the first film in the Harry Potter series, was released in theaters. Yes. No, Philosopher's Stone.
Oh.
But I think that's so interesting because just a week prior, the series ended. So it must have been a June. It was a summer series.
You know? Summer series.
Like Sad Summer Fest, kind of.
Like Sad Summer Fest.
Sad Summer Fest, featuring the Maine this summer from July 4th till another later date.
And then the last three are, like, every once in a while, all of the things that I try to look up for the date end up being, like, Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
So we've got three.
Cool.
In 2009, the biggest watermelon was grown.
Love it.
268.8 pounds.
I think that's the one that we bought at Costco.
Is it non-GMO?
Yeah, dude, the one we bought one at Costco, and I didn't estimate how much it was gonna make, and
I only bought the tiny ones.
Insane.
It was too small.
It was too big.
My small friends.
I'll do that only from now on.
Yeah, it was not a good idea. Right, Costco is not the place for a watermelon when there's just
not
two
for
people.
Two people.
I miss Costco.
In 2013, the largest toga party happened.
I would love to have seen that.
Let me guess. It was ASU Greek.
No, Australia.
Oh.
Those Aussies party.
3,700 participants in togas. That'd be so fun.
I love Australians.
I know.
Like, only people
they know
that
how to party.
Fun and nice and, like, would come up with something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're a rowdy bunch.
Yeah.
They're a rowdy bunch. And then in 2017, a group of people dressed up as zombies to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of zombies. 4,026 participants.
But they're not
all
real,
in zombie attire.
But they're not real zombies.
Not real zombies.
Yeah, why don't we delete that and we'll do that when they're real zombies.
Okay.
I think that's way more of a headline.
Okay. I guess we'll take that part out.
You don't have to yell at her, Jared.
Jeez, Jared.
I wish that they were real zombies, okay?
No real zombies.
Jared, why are you
only
yelling?
In The Last of Us.
Yelling.
No. It's mean.
It's what gaslighting is like. I'm trying to show everyone.
You're being crazy.
Okay. Alexis, are you going to read the dramatic reading of July 20th via ChatGPT?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And then you'll do the...
I'll do the worst-y.
I see what you're going to do.
Yeah. You're going to swap it out.
On yon day of July's crest, when soul's golden beams danced upon the earthly stage, a tapestry of curious events unfurled. The moon, a quiet muse, witnessed man's first loner sojourn, where bold footfalls embraced a celestial orb, and mankind's reach found new heights in Apollo's embrace. Yet, amidst this comic ballet, the shadows of treachery wove their wicked strands as dark conspirators sought to alter fate's course, ensnared in a web of ambition and perilous designs.
Oh.
July 20th, a date both grand and tragic, where the heavens and earth collided, revealing mankind's audacity and the foibles that mark our mortal tale.
Foibles?
Foibles!
What
does
that mean?
Does it really say foibles?
Why would I lie? You think I came up with that on my own?
I don't know.
I don't even know what foibles means. I've never heard of it before, but it's such a cute word.
And now we Google.
Are you going to look up
foibles?
F-O-I-B-L-E-S.
Oh, I heard the word. I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, I don't know. Could be an F-O-Y.
A minor weakness or eccentricity in somebody's character. A foible.
Oh.
I have hella foible.
I'm going to start using foibles.
I'm only made up of foibles.
You're a kaleidoscope of foibles.
I am a kaleidoscope of foibles.
New Instagram handle.
A collection of foibles.
I am just a large handful of foibles.
No, your new Instagram should be Jared_foibles.
Foibles.
Oh, you are a big foible.
I have foibles too.
I'm like a human foible.
Everybody does.
That's such a great word. It's my new favorite word.
Wow. We should have a word of the day.
Jacqueline, get out of my brain.
The word of the day today is foibles.
Foible.
Foible.
I feel smarter.
Yeah. Mm. I like that because I love a good vocabulary word. I think it's perfect.
My brain is totally smooth except for one wrinkle foible. That I just got from foible.
I love it.
Wow. Yep. I feel like I've grown.
Yep.
Me too.
Good job.
All right. Okay. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're loving it. We're hating it. We have a healthy discussion. Vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to Instagram. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And if you would like to call with your On the Stand or your worsty firsty, or to just like tell us whatever the hell you want to tell us.
Or confess a crime so we can start a second investigative podcast.
Or confess a crime.
We're looking for a groundbreaking crime if you have one.
Yes.
The number is 818-446-6889. That's 818-446-6889.
Good job, Jared.
Thank you, Jack.
Do we have a listener on the stand today?
We do. Does Jared want to do it, or are you going to do worsty?
I'll do worsty.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we have a listener on the stand. Uno momento, por favor. Sorry, I just got home from Mexico. My Spanish is so good.
It is good.
Okay, so for this on the stand, I wanted to say I named them, and I thought I was so funny. Okay. So this one's called, I labeled Don't Do Speed, as Jared so eloquently read for me.
Don't do speed.
Don't do speed. But it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
Hi, friends. I am sitting on the stand. I think speed limit for 5 to 7 above max. I'm defending this. And I do this now because I used to be, like Alexis, a speed demon. And I used to go like 10 to 15 over. In, I want to say like the month before last, I got pulled over twice because on my way to work, like crossed like the tail on like the median highway, and I've gotten caught a couple times just stupidly. And it's not because like I would like to do it. It would just happen, and it's easy to kind of go a little bit faster in my car. And after that, I was like, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to start using cruise control, and I'm going to be a good citizen, and I'm going to drive the speed limit. If I have to, or, like, if I want to go a little quicker, I'll go, like, 5 to 7 above, and that's it. And so that's all I do, but I know people fucking hate me. I drive in the middle or right lane, so it's not like I'm in the passing lane, and even when I do, I'm still going faster than the middle and right lane, and people still get so mad at me, and I get flipped off all the time now. And I'm just sitting here chilling because I know I'm not going to get a ticket, which is, I mean, obviously I don't want to pay any more fines. So, I don't know, this is too long, but putting that on the stand, I'm interested to see what you guys have to say about it. I know, I have a feeling you guys have talked about something similar. I feel like traffic comes up a lot, but if you haven't, it's very bad. Please discuss. I'm saying not guilty. Thank you. Love you guys.
So, I support this for the safety and for not getting tickets. I will try to do it. But like,
if you're doing this, just stay on the right side. That's all I ask. Just get out of the way.
I'm just speeding person because I also get crazy anxiety in the car, so I'm trying to get there as soon as possible. I support this, and I wish everyone listening will do this. I will try to do it.
So I would say, since moving to California, what I've realized, especially in LA, is like there's no middle ground. There's nobody going like either people are going 5 under or people are going 20 over it. That's how it feels to me out here. I'm like a 10 over kind of guy.
I'm a 10 over kind of girl.
I'm a 10 over, 10, 15, 18 over.
10 is a gray area.
I don't know.
I'm a 10 over. I'm exaggerating.
I don't know if I've ever driven in the car with you driving.
Yes, you have.
You have? What the?
So many times.
Not like where you could speed. Like, because you can't really speed on the streets of LA.
You got to get on that freeway really open.
You can
open
only
it
really
up.
Speed on the freeway.
We've driven together so many times. We've driven to San Diego. We've driven like...
Have you been driving or have I been driving?
I think me. I just don't think you were disturbed by my driving at all. So it didn't really
imprint. What I'm like, I'm not getting it. I don't think of you as a speeder.
I'm a really good driver though, also.
I've hit some numbers going back and forth from here to LA.
Yeah, but that's because you're on the big open road.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm out there, I'm just like, there's literally nobody around. I'm just going to punch it. But I'm generally a pretty conservative driver. I think I'm a pretty safe driver, but 10 over, it's a nice gray area because I think 11 is where they start to like get you.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get pulled over on reckless endangerment. And that I think is 10 over.
This is all within reason. I'm very aware of my, I have good situational awareness when I'm driving, I think.
You got a good head on your shoulders, Jared.
Thanks. Thank you.
Unless you're in a bad mood.
If I'm in a bad mood, I turn into
then you
into
get a
like,
little jerky.
I just turn into like...
He was very jerky driving today.
Oh, you were like...
It was a lot of these. Like stop and start's very...
You don't have to yell at her, Jared.
Oh, yeah. You're being crazy, Jared.
It was pretty jarring.
Whoa.
The Jeep is fun because have you ever gone on the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland?
A million times.
So it's like that.
Yeah,
it driving is like a that. Jeep. So sometimes in LA with all the different like awful streets everywhere, like it's kind of fun because you're just like, you know.
So why am I so surprised that Jack, you don't like to drive? Because like Jared does.
Well, yeah, because I drive all the time. Like
I just get so nauseous if I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, like, I just get nauseous in the back.
I can't let her drive. I have to drive.
Which is crazy because I'm also a really good driver.
Yeah, you are.
Mm. But he just, prefer that he drives. I'd rather
We're all good drivers here. I've been with
some people in our friend group
that aren't as great.
No, I didn't.
Remember a couple months ago, you bonked somebody.
So everybody's bonked somebody in their car.
I'm not a bonker.
Was she parking?
You've never gotten in a car accident before, ever?
Was she parking?
No, she was just...
I actually can't even remember what happened.
Did the person care?
She was probably reading something and then drifted forward and bonked.
You don't have to yell at her, Jared.
No, I'm sorry. I'm getting called out. I got to do a little calling out.
But
myself.
No, we said you were a good driver.
I'm a great driver.
Who called you out?
I have Italian racing blood.
Have you ever gotten in a car accident before?
I did, but it wasn't my fault.
Sure.
Likely story.
Somebody ran a red light and T-boned me.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe it.
I'm telling you, you're in good hands. I'm like Allstate, baby.
I'm going to say we've got to keep moving.
Not guilty.
Okay. Not guilty, but get out of the way.
Not guilty. Drive safe, everyone.
Yeah. Drive safe. Should I go first?
Sure, I have one.
Okay, go first. You go first.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I saw this online the other day, and I thought it was really interesting, so I wanted to bring it up. When you go to see an act play a show, a concert, listening to that band or artist on the way to the show and also after the show listening to that artist... I am split here. I think it's acceptable to listen to the artist on the way to the show.
Oh.
But after you see somebody live.
You've had enough.
I think it's something else after.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the experience, you've just been delivered a live experience. For me, I just saw the thing happen in its most true form.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to listen to it again right after. It doesn't feel like decompression to me.
This was like always a thing, especially like back in the day. It was like blasphemy. Mm. It was almost like if you wore the band's t-shirt to the show that you're going to see.
Which is totally fine.
But now I feel like that has been reversed because I feel like everybody's wearing Harry Styles t-shirts to the Harry Styles show or Taylor Swift t-shirts to the...
Or dressing like her, which I think is super cute.
I like that. There's a whole vibe with like how people show up dressed now. It's like a dress code.
Yeah, no, I love that. But like back in the day, it was like you better not dare be in a Taking Back Sunday shirt
but
to the
why?
Taking Back Sunday
so
show.
That's so supportive.
It's like you're literally a fan showing up to the show. Yeah. Like... I don't know why, like, people, it was like, you're like a poser or something.
Get out of here with that shit.
I never minded it. I always thought that was weird.
In terms of a vibe, like a feeling.
Yeah.
Ramping yourself up, like getting excited for the show on the way there, listening to a band really loud. Like, I love that. But I think I draw the line after the concert. I'm like, I think I just had what I came for.
Unless you're really feeling it. You're feeling it so much, you got to keep the party going.
And to be fair, you could do whatever you want. I'm not here to police anybody. I'm just saying for me.
I feel policed.
I'm putting post-show, putting the band on your drive home. For me, it's guilty.
You're not into it.
I'm not into it.
I like it.
Okay.
Whatever's going to make you happy.
I like the whatever's going to make you happy, but Jared's also an expert, so I'm a little divided.
I might appear as an expert. I am far from it.
All right, then...
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't want it to be the definitive deciding
vote. Me and Jack are split right now. What's it going to be?
I'll go with Jack only because it's like different strokes for different folks.
For sure.
And like Swifty, I think, probably sounds remarkably like she does in the album.
Mm.
So like if you want to keep that pleasure activation in your brain going, more power to you.
You know, also it's like it costs a goddamn fortune to go to a concert these days. So it's like if you're just trying to keep that moment within you for longer, then
you know what?
No judgment.
Go nuts.
It's crazy.
But I'm still saying guilty.
Okay.
Just for me.
Okay.
Love that for you.
I'll go next.
Love that.
Okay, so we were in London recently and there is something that was happening when we were there that I noticed that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
And it was when you go up to, like, say we're at Starbucks and you're going to a restaurant or something. And usually, you know, you'd have like you'd exchange pleasantries. It'd be like, hi, how are you? Or hello. Or just.
With the person who's about to take your order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you walk to a Starbucks counter. It's like, hi.
How are you?
At the very least. That wasn't happening for some reason. No pleasantries. And
very European.
Yeah, but like, I've never noticed it before. We went to London, which is funny because like we've gone to Europe a million times.
They're just kind of staring at your face and then you're kind of like, have we begun the transaction?
Well, because it's like, I need like the opening to be like, okay, you're like, not busy.
Well,
like
usually they're doing something and they look up and they're like, hello. And then you know they're ready.
Yes. And then you know you can go forward. It's like, I don't want to bother you while you're still doing the other thing. Mm-hmm. I want to know that like the line is open.
You just want a greeting.
I want a greeting.
Yeah.
But that wasn't happening. And I was just getting so caught off guard because I was just getting stared at. And then while I was trying to, I'm like, am I good to go? Am I not good to go? Like, I don't want to bother you. And then it becomes this like.
You're like, oh, I'll go first. Okay. The reason I'm visiting your establishment today is I would like a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like playing chicken on the sidewalk with walking people when you're not sure what's about to happen.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to be rude.
It's like when a business says hello when you call them.
Exactly.
Not like you're welcome bothering to Mimi's Nails. Yeah. Like, that's what I. It threw me.
Yes.
I don't want to just have to assume where we're at in this transaction. Yeah. Just let me know that it's begun, and then I'm going to give you all the info you need.
I need a beginning.
Yeah.
I need to start.
A genesis.
Yes.
Yeah. I need a summary also. So imagine needing both of those. Yeah. After, I'm like, so we're good?
Yeah.
After I place the order, and I'm like, we're good, right?
Yeah.
So where do I go over here to get it?
Yeah.
Like, how long?
Let me know my next instructions. What should I do next?
I think that might be a totally different on the stand, but... Another thing that it's different, like I noticed over there, is you love to ask at a restaurant, like, I'm between these two items. Which one's better?
They don't want to give
they're
me
like,
a recommendation.
They're like, I don't fucking know. Like, whatever. And they're like, I don't.
Like, read the menu, dum-dum.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, like, I always do that. Yeah. I always ask for a recommendation. I always ask what their favorites are because it's like, obviously.
Even in nice restaurants, they don't humor
no,
you?
No, like when we were at Dishoom in London, they were good with that. But. Like other places.
I think it's definitely way more like accepted in America.
You'd be like, I'm between this and this. And they'd go, well, I'm a different person than you.
Yeah,
so.
They're like, do whatever you want.
Tasters over there. What happened?
Oh, no, I won't. I mean, there was a time that I had asked for an Aperol spritz with a little less Aperol and I got yelled at.
They yelled at you?
Yeah, the girl was from Italy and she was like, this is blasphemy. Like, we do not alter the Aperol
spritz. I knew
spritz.
Not to and I don't do that. Whenever I'm traveling, because I'm like, I
but
know
you couldn't
it's
help
not
it.
Accepted.
You're hoping.
Well, we're at a, like a British, like a nice
a pub,
a nice pub, like that served like nice everything. Wine and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, maybe I feel a little bit more comfortable doing it here.
A little less Aperol is not like an absurd request.
No,
it's not.
But like,
and then she shamed me into just getting a glass of Prosecco, which I did not want. But I was like, whatever.
She goes, well, why would you do that? Why don't you just drink Prosecco? And it was. At
because
first,
I want
it was
a
like,
little Aperol.
She said,
it.
Why would you do that? You just want a glass of Prosecco.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I want a glass of Prosecco.
I was like, oh shit, I don't even have a response to this. Like,
no, but that's not what you wanted.
No, but it's what I got.
I saw that on Instagram and I was cackling at myself.
Yeah, it was
I was
fine.
Behind Jack like, oh shit.
Yeah, I thought I was safe, but I wasn't.
Yep.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, anyways, I need a pleasantry.
Pleasantry.
Pleasantry's
I'm with you.
Not guilty.
Yeah, I feel like they're mad at me at the end.
Yes.
I was like, I feel like I'm in trouble and I have to like write a sorry note.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't like coddle me.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I'm a dumb American.
You're like, hey, I know I bullied you into taking my coffee order, but
yeah. I know.
Totally. I'll say guilty.
Yeah.
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 Lex?
Okay. So in Mexico, me and Matt went to a tiki bar.
Love it. Ugh.
And I'm just putting tiki bars. Because I'm like, holy shit, this was a whole new experience.
Okay.
The drinks have little faces on them.
Yeah.
They do.
The drinks are amazing. And there's like raffia everywhere and hibiscus.
Mm.
And I feel like it feels like you're kind of at Disneyland.
Yeah.
But you're getting drunk and everyone's, the
you're
bartenders
getting
are always,
drunk.
Bartenders are always so nice. Light is low and there's neon.
Mm.
I don't know. It just feels really fun. And I just wish there were more tiki bars. Like I don't, there's one in LA that I've only been to once called Tiki Tea.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't know of many others around here.
So,
well, good for you because they just opened a tiki bar on the west side right by our apartment.
What?
Come visit.
Called Gin Rummy. I haven't been. It was a Mexican restaurant that they just transformed.
Well, love this, but like I've heard they have a good one in Phoenix, Jared.
They
like,
do. They
oh,
have a
yeah.
fantastic tiki
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, so I just think there should be more. They're such good vibes.
So yeah, the tiki bar in Phoenix is called Undertow if you ever go.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
But we toured, I'm not gonna name names, we toured with a band one time and like they had a thing where it was like a tradition. Not tradition, it was just routine where in each new city try to find a cool tiki bar.
Cool.
So I mean, super cool, but also.
But like, if you're touring a new city every single day, you're doing a tiki drink every day.
And this is where I'm at with this. Is like
it's a little sugary.
It was
a lot.
It was tough because you're like, it's hard to not go all out at a tiki bar because the drinks are so like heavy and like full of alcohol. And I lasted maybe like a week like through it. And I was like, I don't know if I can keep rolling with this. Like, I feel pretty bad.
Dude, I do have a newfound love, though, for pina coladas.
Love them.
Like, I mean, so good. They're so good.
Me and Matt would wake up hungover in Mexico and we would like be like, we need one right now. Yeah. And we would go wait at the pool bar for it to open at like 7:30.
There
it
is nothing better. There's nothing better than that.
There's nothing
refreshing.
Better. And we'd have like four and then pass out next to the pool and be like, wake up refreshed. God, it was good.
Yeah, I love, well, tiki bars are themed, so I love a theme. So I love everything about it. It automatically makes you feel happy. Like, there's no way you can be sad at a tiki bar.
100%.
My biggest gripe with it is I'm not like a cocktail person. But I love the taste of them, but it's like I'll make Jared get the tiki drink and I'll have like a little bit of it. But like, I'm not like a full-on tiki drinker.
I'm like a vodka soda gal. Yeah. So like, I'll have one and it's...
You have it for novelty.
It has to be a special occasion. Like, you know, but... I'll do it.
I'm the same. And I learned that by going to a ton of them in a small amount of time. Right. Like, I don't know if I could do this like,
totally
long term.
Love it.
Tiki bars, not guilty.
Not guilty. Love them.
I love it.
Same.
All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some True Crime Rewind.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, that's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, ooh, fancy, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on TheRealReal.com. TheRealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so I thought we would talk about, you know, we're talking about how the CIA was developed on this day.
The Central Intelligence Agency.
1947.
Good job, Jer.
And we love a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I'd kind of do a little deep dive on conspiracy theories involving the CIA that turned out to be true. Because I think, as we know, if you're a conspiracy theorist or you're interested in them, a lot of times they turn out to be true.
Yeah, sometimes. Or
they're based on truth. I'd say probably more than
half. There's a sliver of truth in all of them.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
It's like, and the government is fucked up, so it's not that surprising.
Will we not agree that 100% of the fun of a conspiracy is not knowing whether or not it's true?
Or discovering that it... Well, yeah, because but you're trying to like put the pieces together. And
yeah,
it's like a mystery. It's a mystery.
Do any of us want it to end, though? It's kind of fun to be
I do.
There's always a new... Like, want what to end?
Any the conspiracy. Of them. I want the truth.
I want the truth. But you're always in the hunt for the truth.
You're always in limbo with the truth.
I think... Yeah, well, go ahead, sir.
So the first one is... I mean, I think this is the most popular conspiracy theory that turned out to be true, was that the CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans in a top-secret experiment on behavior modification. That obviously was known as MKUltra. I think it's like declassified. Like everybody knew that it was true. And it said it was aimed to explore various methods of mind control and behavior modification from the early 1950s to the 1970s. It involved experiments on human subjects, including the administration of drugs like LSD, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, and psychological manipulation. And they helped to develop techniques that could be used for intelligence gathering, interrogation, and counterintelligence purposes. But the thing was, they're doing this on people. I think that they all worked in the government, like a lot of the people, but like they nobody knew anything was happening.
Yeah. This is why I did not choose to get a government job.
Okay.
This is why.
You thought you were going to be...
You never know.
...fed some hallucinogenic.
Like, psychedelics
this guy's
are a blast,
a good guinea pig.
Yeah. But that was like... It was one of those conspiracy theories that was like such a... Out in the open. Was it real? Was it not real? But it was very much happening.
Yeah.
And it's spooky.
It's wild. Well, it's crazy
to
think of
like... Makes
you
wonder what's happening now.
Mm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because the connotation is weaponized, right? Like, it's like sort of like, what's the different reason for doing these things and testing and like learning about these substances? And like, it's so weird how we've come so far with what we know about a lot of these mind altering things and how some of these things have like long term benefits. Like, a lot of like, even like the small things like microdosing and stuff, it's really weird how far it's come, but like when things are shrouded
also,
without any sort of information, it's pretty spooky.
But then, also you go to the other side. It's like if they're just like pumping LSD and whatever kind of drugs there, those also can have lifelong effects.
Which is what,
in the negative way.
For
sure. And it's like, especially doing these without people's consent is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
The government doing that.
Well, test subjects are, you know, they're casualties. You know, like that HBO doc, like three strangers, they separated triplets.
Oh my God.
And the outcome was devastating. And it's like,
did you see that or hear about that?
It's like they all ended up miserable or dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting. But like, they were trying to move good forward is what they would say. But it's just like, test subjects are casualties. It's really sad.
Yeah
it's
for
really
sure.
fucked up. The next one, it was allegedly called the Dead Baby Project. And
God.
The government was stealing dead bodies to do radioactive testing. That was the conspiracy theory. So the truth was that the government was stealing parts of dead bodies. And this is because they needed young tissue. So they recruited a worldwide network of agents to find recently deceased babies and children and then take samples and even limbs, each collected without notification or permission of more than 1,500 bodies. Have you even heard of that before?
No.
Have you?
No.
Crazy.
They were harvesting tissue and parts essentially from
well, they were stealing it,
young infant deaths,
like recently deceased kids.
Oh my God,
to do what?
And
a
that's
testing?
Confirmed that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
these are all like declassified things. The next one was that the Dalai Lama was a CIA agent. Have you heard of this?
Is this true?
It said he,
which Dalai Lama? They're all called the Dalai Lama.
It was the 14th Dalai Lama.
Is that the current creepy one?
I don't know. The one that, no, I don't think
so. I thought the Dalai Lama was one guy, and then I was like,
"How
did one die?"
So
I didn't know.
It's
and
like
then I was
reincarnation,
like,
right?
I thought
like,
his name was Dalai Lama.
Yeah,
and I learned that was not the case.
I can't speak on it because I don't know the tradition or the culture at all. But all I know is I saw some creepy shit about the Dalai Lama.
Well, with the little boy.
Yeah,
no,
like
it was weird. This was in the '60s, so definitely not the same Dalai Lama. But he had a six-figure salary that he was getting from the U.S. So according to declassified intelligence documents, he earned $180,000 in the 60s. That's a lot of money. In connection with the CIA's funding of the Tibetan resistance to the tune of $1.7 million per year. So I don't know if it was $180,000 or $1.7.
That's crazy.
But the idea was to disrupt and hamper China's infrastructure. So...
wow.
He was getting some money.
Crazy.
Like a plant?
I don't know. These are these half facts that I only researched a little bit.
Crazy. We love a half-baked conspiracy on this podcast.
Okay, we're running late, but the next one was the FBI was spying on John Lennon. Did you guys ever hear about this?
Yes.
So John Lennon, the truth of it was he was under surveillance by the FBI during the 1970s due to his activism against the Vietnam War and association with left-wing groups.
He was a super prominent figure and almost like they saw him as like a
threat.
A threat because he was able to sort of activate a lot of people because of how famous he was.
So the FBI monitored his activities, collected information on his political affiliations, and attempted to undermine his credibility. And then the last one, of course, is, you know, the Illuminati.
Oh, yes.
And we can believe whatever we would like about that one.
The Illuminati?
The Illuminati.
I believe there's some semblance of something like that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Absolutely. Do you not believe in the Illuminati? Who do you think is controlling the CIA?
I'm afraid to say no, because if I say no, I look like somebody who might be in the Illuminati. There's really no good answer here.
You are in the Illuminati.
It's so obvious that Jared has connections to the Illuminati.
Yeah.
I could confirm. I could also deny.
All right.
That's what they would do.
Yeah.
That's right. You stay very vague.
I'm pigeonholed here. I don't know what to do.
Stay very, we don't know.
You're staying very naughty.
He's elusive.
Illuminati.
And you know who else is naughty?
All you listeners out there, we're going to hear about the naughty things that you've done very soon.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Greetings, Naughtykins.
There he goes.
We are here to hear the worst things that you've ever done. Now, we don't really want to judge you. We just kind of want to hear you out. And then...
he's good at this. He's good at this.
I think he's just listened to you a lot.
Jared, you're killing it.
We'll all weigh in on what we'll tell you what we think about what you did. Here we go.
Hi, Lex, Jack, Jared, and maybe Matt. I was calling for a worsty firsty. So this is probably not exactly the worst thing I've ever done, but something that's kind of comical. And I feel like a victimless crime. So when I was in college for two of the years, I lived with four other girls. It was not a sorority house, but felt like it. And one of the girls we lived with turned out to just be a nightmare of a person. She was awful. So on graduation night, we had a little get together of our friends before we went out to the bars that night. And, she didn't come. For whatever reason, she thought she wasn't invited. She lived there. I don't know how you need to be invited to your own home, but, so what she did was she called the cops on us. And it resulted in us getting a $50 fine for a noise violation. And we later found out it was her from our landlord. And so, unfortunately though, for her, one of our other roommates did the bills. And so we just added that $50 on to her bills and told her that that's how much the bills were for the month, and she paid the ticket that she caused us to get. So I feel like it's just karma, honestly, and I really don't feel bad for it. Nobody was hurt. She paid an extra $50, or her parents did. And so, I mean, I don't really feel that bad. So thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
This is full circle goodness. So to get this totally straight, she didn't want to hang. You were making noise. She called the cops. The cops issued you a ticket. You tacked that onto her rent.
Yeah.
She paid the ticket that she called in.
Rent/bills.
Amazing.
Karmic, I love this. It's full circle. Jared, you're so eloquent. You're good at this.
Thank you very much.
So
I have a very, very broad vocabulary.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yes.
What was it? What's the vocab word of the day?
Vocab word of the day is foibles. But, you know, for all of your foibles, I think you're a good person.
Yes.
And I feel like in this specific situation, it's fucking hilarious that, because I've thought about this before. I'm like, remember we've had a couple moments where I'm like, I want to call the cops on our neighbor because they're being so loud.
Do it.
It's such an extreme. It's like such an extreme, like,
I feel
over
like
the line
karma
jump.
Will come back to you.
And I've really wanted to several times, but.
Again, it's one of those things. I'm like, Jared, pick the hill. This is not the fucking hill.
That's not the hill for me.
Calling the cops on the neighbors
for me,
playing loud music.
It's so easy to throw on my headphones and do whatever I'm doing. And like, it doesn't really bother me. But in this specific situation, it's kind of weird because you know this person. And this is like your roommate or your friend, possibly.
Not
somewhat.
Friend. Not, she's a nightmare.
Surely not friend. She is a nightmare. And yeah, it just made me think I really don't miss roommate lifestyle.
Oh, no, no.
It really
no.
sucked, dude. And, like, it's one of those things where once you get out of that part of your life,
never
like,
go
you
back.
Never want to go
imagine
back.
Having a roommate.
You know, you
again.
Might have to, and that, you know, life is what it is, but it's so nice to not have roommates.
Unless it's
unless
your
like,
partner, and hopefully they don't annoy you.
At the time I had roommates, I really enjoyed it.
Because
we, like,
I needed
probably young.
We had, like, rage. Yeah. We had a blast. But as an adult, when I started to need to be up early, and, like, there's shit in the sink, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point, you're like, you want to have it your way.
Yeah.
I do like how you handled this situation, though.
I think
it was pretty genius.
I think you're a champ.
You're probably very good at problem
solving.
This might
be, like, if we had a segment called The Best Thing I've Ever Done.
Yeah, for real.
For you. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think you're foregoing the...
I think we're going to skip the stanza because it's long and we're out of time.
We're doing a stanza
chat,
skip.
GPT wrote it, so...
I think you got to start writing your own stanzas again.
I do! This was just a one-time thing.
We're going to get back to it.
The chat GPT is... You're not using it right, which is the problem. We'll talk about it later.
She is the procrastinating poet.
Yes.
But when I do bring it, I bring it.
You do.
Lex,
I'm back
you
next, can't have
back
it. Lex,
everybody forgives you because
you
work your buns off.
We love you so much.
I'm back next week.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.